From Daily Headlines, Muslim Walmart employees threaten America's shopper, use threatening gesture. What happened? A viral video shows two Walmart employees in official company vests confronting a shopper who was filming her own shopping trip, with one employee making a throat gesture apparently warning her not to post the footage. Why it matters? The employees identified themselves as Muslim during the confrontation. The video has racked up millions of views across X and other platforms, and Walmart has issued zero responses as of Monday. Bottom line, the shopper was not filming the employees. She was recording her own shopping trip. Walmart's happy to help vests were on the people doing the threatening. A Walmart shopper minding her own business and recording her grocery trip did not expect to go viral. Two Walmart employees made sure she did anyway. Video circulating widely on X Monday shows a woman filming inside a Walmart store when two employees in official company vests approached and confronted her. Clip has since racked up millions of views across X and other platforms, drawing sharp reactions from viewers who pointed out that the shopper had every right to film inside the store, and that Walmart employees making threatening gestures at customers represents a serious workplace conduct violation, regardless of any other context. During the exchange, one of the employees made a throat gesture across their neck, an unmistakable warning to the shopper not to post the footage. The employees identified themselves as Muslim during the confrontation. The shopper posted the video anyway. The original poster is based in the Detroit area. Walmart has not issued any public statement on the video, has not confirmed whether the employees have been identified or placed on leave, and has not responded to media inquiries as of Monday evening. Recording inside a retail store is generally legal in the United States. Walmart does not have a company-wide policy prohibiting customer filming. The employee's decision to confront and threaten a shopper over footage she was legally allowed to take raises serious questions about training, conduct standards, and what Walmart's corporate office knew and when. The happy-to-help vests were on the wrong people in this video. Walmart owes its customers an answer.